The Fairbanks North Star Borough would take on utility powers and build a natural gas distribution network under a proposal being pushed by a group of local leaders. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Two separate private sector plans are already in the works to truck natural gas to Fairbanks, but things aren't happening fast enough for some Fairbanks leaders, including Borough Assembly member Nadine Winters. Winters wants the borough to take on the responsibility of jumpstarting things by building a $400 to $600 million local gas distribution network.
It's a costly thing given our population densities, and so I would argue that there's a public need and there would be a huge public benefit from dollars going into a distribution system. I don't think it's going to technically pencil out for anyone else.
A recently released state-funded study found huge consumer energy savings and improved air quality if gas can get to more Fairbanks consumers. Fairbanks Natural Gas, in a partnership of Golden Valley Electric and Flint Hills Refinery, are working separately to truck North Slope natural gas to town. Fairbanks Natural Gas currently supplies 1,100 customers in the city with gas from Cook Inlet. CEO Dan Britton says there's no need for the borough to get involved in gas distribution.
I don't see any value in that. First of all, they don't have any response to the supply question. Without supply, the distribution system is of little to no value.
Britton acknowledges there are some rural areas of the borough where a distribution system won't pay for itself, and that's where government support may be necessary. The Fairbanks and North Pole City Councils are considering turning over their utility authority to the North Star Borough, a first step before the Assembly can look at an ordinance creating a natural gas utility. The group pushing the proposal also includes Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins, former Attorney General John Burns, and FEDCO head Jim Dodson. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.